Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week we're covering the powerful impact of two small words, I'm sorry. And today's topic is, when you're wrong. Every person within the sound of my voice has said or done something that has hurt or offended someone else. What are the thoughts and emotions that run through your mind when it's obvious that you were wrong? The first is probably embarrassment. You don't want to be thought of as someone who would do such a thing. You're at a crossroads and must choose to either humble yourself and apologize or stick to your guns and demand that your actions were justified. If you choose the latter, the next most common occurrence is yet another hurtful statement in an attempt to justify the first. The end result is twofold. The person you offended will live with the memory of your actions, and you will too. If you were able to fast forward into the future, hindsight would probably convince you that the best thing to do is swallow your pride and say, I'm sorry. The feelings of embarrassment are temporary and a small price to pay to salvage a friendship or relationship. In order to do this, you've got to understand that everyone makes mistakes and you are not exempt. As a matter of fact, this is the perfect opportunity to show the other person just how good you really are by being quick to take wrong and apologize. Now, at that point, you would think it should be over, right? Well, maybe not so quick. You see, the emotions you subjected that other person to will not always vanish immediately. At this point, some people choose to get angry all over again because their apology was not quickly accepted. This can be twice as damaging as the first offense. Simply realize that reconciliation takes time. Stand by your apology and offer reassurance that you were sincere. And then give the other person a little time to sort out their rush of emotions. So whether it's to a friend, a coworker, a spouse, or your child, when you do something wrong, take responsibility for your actions and be quick to apologize. Join me again tomorrow as we cover the benefits of saying, I'm sorry. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.